News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Zach Hagenbusher with your Monday night news update on WSAU.com. Plover police have identified the man shot and killed in an off-duty deputy's home on Saturday. The man shot was 30-year-old Charles Jamison of Stevens Point. Police Chief Dwayne Wiersba says that Deputy Tony Gisha and another person arrived at Gisha's home around 1 a.m. on Saturday to find Jamison inside the home wearing a mask. A scuffle ensued and Jamison was then shot and killed. An examination of the house showed that accelerant had been spread throughout the home. Investigators say that Jamison, Gisha, and the other person were all acquainted. No other information is being released at this time. Governor Walker says more people now have access to Badger Care, but one critic says that only tells half the story. Andrew Beckett has more.
A new state report shows almost 82,000 more Wisconsinites living below the federal poverty line now have coverage through Badger Care after new income eligibility requirements kicked in earlier this year. However, Robert Crank with Citizen Action of Wisconsin argues that some key details of the changes are being left out.
I think the data is a half-truth. What Governor Walker is telling us is how many more people are going to be covered. He isn't talking about how many people would be covered if he had simply accepted enhanced federal Medicaid dollars for Badger Care.
Republicans rejected that federal funding, resulting in nearly 63,000 adults being dropped from Badger Care at the end of March. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There was a bomb threat at the East Bay Call Center in Wausau on Sunday afternoon. 60 employees were evacuated. It turned out to be a false alarm. Wausau PD was notified of the call around 5:30 p.m., and once the employees were out of the building on 1st Avenue, they did a sweep of the grounds with the help of a private security guard who was on site. Workers were allowed back inside after no explosives were found. The case is still under investigation. Five former Wisconsin governors attended a funeral in Milwaukee today for ex-governor Patrick Lucey. He was remembered as a solid religious and family man who helped the state thrive. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson credited Lucey with growing the state Democratic Party into what he called a tremendous organization. Current Governor Scott Walker was also on hand at the service, along with ex-governors Jim Doyle, Scott McCallum, and Martin Schreiber. Weather is brought to you by Roto-Rooter.
Big drains or small, they do it all.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter.
Your Newsline 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, cloudy with rain and a few thunderstorms, ending late, a low of 50. For tomorrow, partly and sunny and warmer, a high of 76. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 51. I'm Zach Hagenbusher on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.